There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Jeffrey Rhodes, founder and managing consultant, Rhodes Precious Metals, and consultant at Rack Gold. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Gold palladium wars rage on. For years, gold has been the most valuable precious metal until about 12 days ago when palladium pipped it by a couple of dollars. Gold got a massive boost from some US economic data that came out and also trade war fears and went ahead by about $20. Now gold's fallen back. This morning it's 12.37 and palladium is trading at 12.46 this morning, 12.48 in fact. Very different metals, Jeff. Are they being driven by the same factors at the moment?
Completely different. When you look at gold is the main consumption of gold is in the jewelry sector and, of course, the investment. Certain amount of industrial applications for gold, but not that much, to be honest with you. Whereas palladium, very different. It really is mainly industrial, largely used in auto catalysts. Also, to a certain extent, used in jewellery, but really it's an industrial precious metal.
I mean, but the two most precious metals now, both trading at around 12.50. What's the international bullion market making of it?
Well, the fundamentals of palladium, for me, as you know, Malcolm, for the last few years, have really always been pointing much higher because every year more palladium is consumed then is produced, and when I look at the lease rates, if I need to borrow palladium, Malcolm, I have to pay 30% per annum. 30% is off the scale. So really the factors driving each of those precious metals very different. But interestingly, when you look at palladium, you don't really see that as jewellery, but it's growing in popularity. I'd mentioned before on the show a couple of weeks ago that palladium jewellery is largely the offtake is in Russia and China. But most recently, we've seen a big increase in demand for palladium wedding rings in the US. So it's really taking hold.
Didn't you say that sort of the biggest producers, the main two producers, are Russia and South Africa for
palladium?
Both of
them together account for 90%.
So if there's any problem in either of those,
absolutely,
that price could really skyrocket.
Well, it could, yeah. I mean, you have a combination of really sketchy supply where, you know, you could have a supply disruption at any stage, and very strong physical demand.
Now, highly likely, Jeff, there's going to be a 25 basis points rate rise in the US over the next 2 or 3 days. Theoretically, that's bad for gold.
Bad for gold, yeah.
But what do you think the market will see it as this time round? Because you've got falling equity markets and potential trade wars looming.
The hike is in the price, there's no doubt. I think we're just waiting. People who want to buy gold probably are waiting for the decision actually to come in, although we largely expect it. I don't think it's going to have much impact as we head into New Year. What we're going to see, I think, is an erratically volatile end to the year for gold. I look at the charts and we have support at around 1220, resistance at 1255. Those two parameters, I think, will contain the markets as we head into New Year, but increasingly volatile in very thin markets.
Well, I mean, this is the last time we're going to see you in 2018, so what's your forecast for 2019, please?
I'll tell you in January.
Have you not made your mind up or what?
Sorry?
Have you not made your mind up?
No. What I normally do is to see how the markets end, how they start in the first week or so, because that gives you a good flavour. I normally make my prediction in the second week of January.
Give me a hint. Are the charts, because you look at long-term charts as well as short-term charts, I mean, are the charts looking good for next year?
For gold, the charts are completely neutral. When you look at, say, the 30-day relative strength index, it's around 50. It's completely in the middle. Technically, as I say, there's no real signal. A lot depends on, obviously, President Trump, US-China trade wars. Brexit could have an impact, I have to say. I think Brexit is having an impact and is driving a certain amount of ETF demand, investment demand, coming into gold because of the uncertainty in Europe. So it's not just about the US dollar and gold. It's often about other currencies, particularly euro and sterling, against gold.
And India buying at the moment?
India is very quiet. No, it's gone very quiet.
We got a question in from Sam. don't know if you can help with this one, Jeff. He says, morning, Jeff. Over the weekend, I was down in the gold souk and I checked with half a dozen jewellers and saying, can I get some palladium jewellery? None of them seemed to have any.
No, they don't.
Can Jeff point me in the right direction?
Yes, Jeff will, in 2019, make it his life's work to ensure that the palladium jewellery is readily available in the gold souk, and certainly try to bring some palladium bars. But you're quite right. I think there was one shop, which I will not mention on air, obviously, but if you want to share my details, happy to give that information.
Now, this morning, Brandy Scott's been asking a question about advice we would give to our younger selves. Brandy's here. Brandy, just remind, because Jeff was listening earlier and he's got some thoughts on this. He's over 25. I don't think I'm disclosing any state secrets when I say that. Just remind us why we're looking at this, Brandy, and then Jeff's going to share his insights.
We're looking at this because there was a LinkedIn article that hasn't just gone viral. It just keeps going viral, actually. It keeps sort of bouncing back into public consciousness. Written by a Queensland businessman called Shane Rogers. He's from Australia. He's spoken to us this morning, talking about what he wished he had known at 25. So many people have messaged in with things that they wished they'd known. A lot of it about eating less. Someone actually has written in, Chris has said, I would say listen to advice to their younger self. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, when I was 25, as a budding merchant banker in the City of London, my boss, the head of the accounts department, sat me down one day and said, look, Jeff, you think you know everything, but you don't. He said, one thing I would say to you is you will never know everything, but you can know people that know everything. So the key is to get to know the people that can give you the information at any time. And I think that's advice I've always followed. So I don't know, but I can find someone who does know.
Do you think those people are easy to find? Have you ever found anybody who knows everything, Jeff?
No, you don't find everyone who knows everything. You find Malcolm Taylor knows something, Richard Dean knows something, Brandy Scott knows something. So as long as you know enough people who know enough things, you can know everything.
I'm trying to look back at what was the gold price when Jeff Rhodes was 25.
I can tell you exactly where it was.
Go on.
It was $130 per ounce. It had just, in 1971, the Bretton Woods Agreement collapsed. We started to have partially floating currencies. The gold window in the US by the Fed was closed. At that time, gold was $35 per ounce officially, but the markets in London and in Zurich had started to break away. By 1975, when I was under the year, 75, 76, the gold price had started to make the move. From that $130, it culminated in $850 in January 1980. And I think I've told you before, I paid for a long time the highest ever gold price of $855 back in January 1980. But it was $130 when I was 25.
Have you got any of that gold that you bought when you were 25?
I do have gold. I mean, over the years, I've been a fan of buying gold jewellery, as you know. And so any gold jewellery that I ever bought for either myself or loved ones is in the family.
Brilliant. Jeff, thanks very much for joining us. Jeffrey Rhodes, founder and managing consultant at Rhodes Precious Metals and also Rack Gold. Thank you for joining us and have a really good new year.
And you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.